What time is it?
Game time.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang, another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show. On every afternoon, Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Welcome to the Monday edition of your Rush Hour family. Nice to have you on board. Hope you had a fabulous weekend, because I did. I did a lot of painting, got the old paintbrush in the hand, and I tell you what, if I'm going to leave this establishment one day, I'm going to become a painter. And two blokes that painted a beautiful picture in their respective sports is Gregory Blewett. Welcome to you on a Monday. Good afternoon.
I think too many fumes got the U-jars over the weekend. Well, Good afternoon.
Well, I was using decking oil.
Right.
My nostrils are bloody burnt to the inch of his life.
You've hardly got a deck.
Yeah. And he's back! Where's he been? Bernard Vince, you're back after 2 weeks. Welcome, buddy.
And that's the first time you called me Bernard as well.
It's been a long 24 hours. I'll get into that in a little bit later.
Perth,
what a beautiful spot Perth is. Yes. Went down Margaret River.
Oh, you got to tell me about that.
Heard great wineries. Things. Oh, jeez. Right up your alley, Blue. Yeah. Probably not so much yours, Jas.
You can head north, I reckon, from Perth.
I'll just stay in the front bar.
What are you? So you're doing your deck again? I've seen your deck. That's a job that's done in about
deck?
25 minutes.
What did you say?
Clever deck?
Did you say deck?
I used to get called that when I used to swim with no arms.
No, dry. That's an important point, because I said that you told me about an hour ago I've been painting.
Yes,
all,
I have.
And I said he's been doing his deck. And he goes, well, he's hardly got any deck. So how long did it take you?
Yes. Mate, it took me half a day.
I want more information.
No, but there's a fair bit to do.
You
I gave
said
it three
weekend.
Coats. I gave it three coats, and I did the furniture as well.
Oh, I threw the furniture in.
Oh, you get a free pair of steak knives, do you?
You're getting panicked then.
I reckon we've got him, and he's just thrown the furniture into. What furniture did you do? Give me more information.
We got it.
The plastic furniture.
Now, let's talk about the T20 win. The Australia over South Africa.
They did enough.
Were you convinced or not?
Because no, not really.
I'm concerned.
A win's a win, but certainly didn't play our best cricket, that's for sure. So only chasing a small target of 118. We got them with two balls to spare. But Marcus Stoinis and Matty Wade got us home. But it was looking shaky. Little bit concerned about our openers at the moment, Jars.
I'm concerned.
Aaron Finch, of course.
I'm worried about him.
Warner showed a few good signs.
Who did?
David Warner.
What did he make?
He made 14.
Oh,
but he just the way that they move and the way they look. The other one,
Between the wickets. Jesus, Blue, you're letting him off.
Mitch Stark.
Yes.
Just way below. Yes. Didn't see the normal sort of running in at pace, hitting the crease, and his pace was down. So that was a little bit of a concern as well. But at least we got the win.
We're just picking all our test bowlers. Are they the best T20 bowlers?
Ben.
I like Hazelwood in the side, but I don't know about Stark.
I'm with you.
He's one of the best.
No,
he's rated in the top 10. Yeah, T20 bowlers in the world.
Ratings are there for their lip service. If you can't bowl.
No, he's been a good performer in T20 cricket.
Okay. Well, I was just asking you a question. Mm. You answered it. Mm. But what are you reading, Jars? Yeah.
Getting ready
moving
for the show.
On.
All right. Tender. Hi to you, Gigi.
Hello. Look at you all up and about now that your boy's back.
I thought you were going away.
From tomorrow, I'll be away. Yeah.
So you just can't work with me. When I get back, you go.
Tag team.
So change the baton over.
Let's go.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. And with another big weekend come and gone, it's time for What Tickled My Fancy.
Now, this has had the third layer of the name change, right? Mm. Because all the other shows plagiarise our segments. And the Brekkie did it again last week.
What?
Yeah, they didn't they, Gregory?
Yeah, they did.
Dits and Roo have pinched
talking about
that we're global.
Mm. Right. Have they?
People...
Yeah. Macedonia listening.
That's good. You would be disgusted at what their behaviour's been like anyway since you've been gone.
It'd be no surprise that it disgusts me. Yeah.
Now, Gregory, what do you got?
I've got a few, so I'm just going to get through them as quickly as I can.
Nice.
I was watching the news last night. Now, there was some knucklehead who was shooting at police in the United States of America at a McDonald's. So the police tried to track him down. Mm-hmm. And where did he hide? In the McDonald's, he locked himself in their freezer for 3 hours.
Oh,
a freezer! He's just
what
like
a knob.
Yeah, so
should leave him in there.
Should have left him in
there.
Yeah,
that's right.
For 24 hours.
After 3 hours, you got me. And he comes out looking pasty like Jar.
But one thing he wouldn't be able to do is pull the trigger.
Bless out if he frozen. You're going, tick, 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 tick.
But no one got hurt.
No one got hurt.
But he's not. He's a knucklehead. That's good.
The Liverpool Man United.
Oh, yeah.
Liverpool beat Man United 5-0 at Old Trafford.
He's in trouble. Who's their manager? What's his name again?
What is it?
Old mate.
he's got a long name. A little bit of cricket as well. England, West Indies. Now, I said the West Indies are well fancied.
You did too.
They got bowled out by England for 55.
Oh, what a shame.
Very one-sided. Yeah. And the other one, Pakistan, India last night. Now, I'll ask you this, Byrne. How many people do you reckon watch the AFL Grand Final? Roughly, do you know?
I'd say 4 million.
Yeah, I think. Well, they averaged about 4 million, so it probably peaked at around 5 million.
Yep.
They reckon last night's game, Pakistan v India, 1 billion people would have watched that game.
Wow.
1 billion.
Wow.
That's good numbers.
Unbelievable.
Jeez, real good numbers.
Now that's sort global.
That's our numbers.
That is global.
That's sort of our numbers. Yeah, they're starting to knock on our door. Hey, what caught my eye this weekend was...
What tickled your fancy?
Oh, yes, come on, Ben.
I haven't been here for
get
a while.
Back in the game, young man.
He's been changed twice since then. What tickled
my
fancy?
This is your
fancy?
Name. You brought that one in.
That's not my name. My name's Bernie.
What tickled your fancy?
Changes to tickle me fancy, I'll be very unhappy. Right. But some Aussie Open news. Now, an email was sent to the players on the women's tour that the players that aren't vaxxed can still travel but need to do the 2 weeks quarantine like last year, Jars.
Oh.
So that's been sent to the women's.
Right.
So does that mean Djokovic could be back into the Australian Open men's if he quarantines?
Absolutely.
And unvaxxed.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
That's fair enough, though, isn't it? If you do your 2 weeks.
I think it is.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What, but, yeah, then you're going to have everyone complaining.
You need
saying
him
that,
to play in the Australian
you need
Open.
Him there.
He's
you
the number one player
him.
In the world.
He gets crowds in. We love him, hate him, in between. You need him there. So another thing that, what's it called?
Tickled my fancy.
Tickled my fancy.
This didn't tickle my fancy.
Oh, dear.
Now, I listened to a little bit of the show when I had a bit of time, and there's the Jars bit a few times on the on the board.
Way
now,
too much.
A Jars bit. And then you've come on. Now, I'll just use one example. We've come on and go, oh, Jars bit. Nah, it's good. It's going to be good. Yeah, I'll just leave it to me. Just go with me.
Yep.
And then Jars bit, me and Marion went to a winery on the weekend. And
we did.
We had lunch. And that was good.
That's not a bloody story. Bring some
drive.
Actual content. That just puts people to sleep.
Did you say something?
No. Chris listened in, he said.
To it.
Mate, we're global.
I listened to it as well. Yeah, everyone in Perth knew who I was.
No, what? Oh, they
nothing
did.
Nothing to do with the show. But
yeah. So you're a big deal over there as well. Are you? Funny.
Anyway,
what about
that's
you?
It.
What?
What tickled your fancy?
Nothing. Up next, Burns to a W.
Oh, what about your deck? Talk about your deck.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Well, buddy, you're back after two
weeks.
All right.
Just.
And the Triple M family have sorely missed you. Gregory and I have missed you. Our producer, Ben from Germany, missed you. Emma G. So it's good to have you back. And how was the tour of WA? Because I went 2 years. Did they still talk about my time over there? Or you didn't get anything?
No.
Senior coach of the
didn't.
Perth Demons? Okay.
No, I was waiting for someone. As you said, I'm kind of a big deal over there.
I did see a bit
of a highlight of you on radio, and that was concerning of Perth radio. Oh. Little highlight while I was on holiday.
What were you talking like?
Ooh, you ladies out there.
Yeah. Stop it.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah, Perth. This is Andy Jarman making you ready for your day's work. And then make sure that you move around. Have you got this on iPod? Oh, yeah. Mums of Perth. Look at Andy Jarman. And when you put your jam on your butter, make sure you lick your fingers.
Now, Jazz, what the hell was that? That's what
radio.
They are talking about over there.
But that's not entertainment.
That's creepy.
No, but it was.
You know how we say there's kids in cars?
Yes.
Oh, it's for a different reason they had to turn it off.
That's right. People are spewing in their calls.
In the console.
They saw an elite body on live radio.
Anyway, we're talking about my trip now.
Yeah.
But they are talking about that ad still, whatever
you're
bloody doing. No, it was
Margaret
a great
River?
Spot. We went down to Margaret River, beautiful wineries, beautiful food. We had a really good holiday. First time we've had sort of 16 days we're away. as a family. So it was good. Nice. It was really good, refreshing. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually lucky to be here today because our flight was yesterday. It was a 12:20 flight. Got to the airport nice and early, 11 o'clock. So we're all prepared.
And stress-free when you're travelling with two young kids?
It's the most stress-free I'd been, though, at an airport.
Really? Right.
Up until about 20 to 12 when our flight said, instead of go to gate, was in red, cancelled.
Cancelled.
So I thought to myself, that's a mistake. So I just walked up casually
to
the...
Calm?
I was calm at that stage.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh. Didn't take long to go the other way, though. But I walked up and they said, no, it is cancelled. Just hang tight and we'll get back to you with more information. And I was like, what the hell? Yeah. Just tell me now. I've got like, kids running
because
around.
Because you're with Virgin Airlines. You're up like front of the plane. You're in business class.
No, I wasn't in business class.
Oh, you were, were you? Oh,
no,
okay.
Sort of row 3 to 4.
Yeah. What's it called? Premium economy. Yeah,
so... So that's the one. So where did they shove you then, Boom Boom? You and the abs
well,
and
I'll
the
tell
kids.
You where I was going to shove the bloke at the front desk.
Oh, here it comes.
Somewhere where he wouldn't have fit.
Yeah.
But, but long story short, all flights, Virgin flights, were cancelled from our flight at lunchtime onwards all night. So the next flight was 7 a.m. So then we had to line up. Mm. We're at the airport from 11 o'clock till about 4:30, quarter to 5 yesterday.
That's too long.
Stayed in a... hotel that had rats running around in it.
You've had rats in there.
Caught one and ate it because I was getting hungry. and then we're in separate rooms. Abs is in another room with Olivia. I'm in with Harvey. And you know what Harvey's like in there? He's like, oh, Daddy.
Yeah.
I can't see you, Daddy. Yeah. Can't see you, Daddy.
I'm like, that's because you meant to go
the
lights on.
Yeah. Shut your eyes, mate, like you're meant to, and you won't see me.
How old's the wee man?
He's 2 and 8 months now.
He's not two.
What is he then?
How old's Harv?
He's 2 and 8 months.
I reckon he might know, mate.
What do you
want? How old's Harv?
2 and 8 months.
Bernie's his father. I reckon he might know.
What is wrong with him?
I thought he was 4.
2.8 years old.
You're wrong. He's a beautiful... Anyway
we've got up 7 o'clock flight.
Yes.
And luckily I rang the airline and got this 7 a.m. flight because that was expired, that flight, by the time we were in the lineup to get there. Anyway, got the hotel, stayed there, had to wake the kids up about 4:45 this morning to the airport. Harvey's still asleep on my shoulder. Kids weren't allowed on the shuttle buses that were coming. We had to get... taxis that then were late as well, and it's just a complete balls
up.
Not
many bags.
We had 8 check-in bags and 3 carry-ons.
Oh, wow. So you had more gear
kids.
Than Elton John did on a tour.
Have seen the pile. We had 2 of those trolleys piled up like that. And Abby's got the audacity to say, I don't think we should have brought your golf clubs.
Oh, Abs, don't go there.
Next time we won't be bringing you, Abby. anyway, I'm here. I haven't got a lot of content.
Which is normal.
Stuff all down. Normally I run this show, but today it's all you boys.
You look tired.
I am tired.
You look
I need a good sleep.
Yeah. Do you need a cold beer?
I've already had a couple. Got me through.
Now, Bern, as we've been discussing, you've had 2 weeks away.
Yes.
Now, the first show that you were away, we met downstairs, me and Jars. And Jars said to me, now that Bernie's away, I really want to concentrate on my hosting and I want to be slick. I don't want to make any errors in these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to try my damnedest just to really be nice and slick.
So I said that, did I?
Yeah, so you did. So the Matildas and Brazil were playing the other night and we had a guest on to talk us through the game and she's an ex-player and now commentating for Channel 10, Georgia Yeoman-Dale.
Yes.
And she came on and here was the first question from Jars.
And no Sammy Kerr, is she because she's got commitments overseas, Georgia?
Oh, well, that's the first I've heard of that, to be completely honest.
No, sorry. Now, Corinne, you said Sam Kerr's not playing.
I'm
putting my bets on Sammy scoring, but I think we will see Sam in the squad, which will be good.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Not so, only did you butcher the question, you couldn't spit it out at the start.
Hang on. You told me she wasn't playing.
Oh, yeah.
Because you didn't see her in the profile list on the webpage.
No, I didn't. Well, that was 3 hours before the show. And then when I looked it up, I found that she was...
Hang on, Blue. So you've played the worst first. I can't get worse than that.
Well, just stick around. Stick around.
Did she kick any goals?
Who?
Georgia. I mean,
no, she's commentating. No, she didn't.
She nailed the commentary, Sam. Yes.
No. Anyway.
Right.
Now, we had Billy Brownless on as well.
Oh, what's he done there?
Here's how that went.
Billy, what's he like around you guys? Because as you said, he's been around here for about five minutes, and geez, he's got a swagger into the studios in Adelaide. What about with you boys?
Well, that's the thing. He hasn't got a bigger swagger there because there's Duck, and Duck's got no predators. Duck just, he doesn't care. He tees off at everything, and everyone's too scared to have a go. So he doesn't say boo, never has a go at Duck, you know, and things like that. And then he looks up to Brayshaw. He couldn't give a stuff about me, but he's pretty quiet and all that. But then when he gets over there in Adelaide, I can just sense that he thinks he's number one already.
Yeah.
What's wrong with these young blokes that come into the game?
No respect, William.
No, they sit in the corner for 2 years and shut up and just listen and learn.
Learn from the big dogs.
So who would the big dogs be? Who would the big dogs be to respect?
Me.
Now, Byrne, you know how we read the sport for the 4 o'clock?
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
so here's Jars trying to be as slick as he possibly can be.
Yes. Melbourne Football Club has locked in Michael Hibbert on a 1-year deal, which is fantastic for this young man. That's how I'm going to call him. And Crows AFLW star Denny. Do it again.
Oh,
I can't do it again.
This is brilliant.
I can't mess it up.
Michael Hibbert. And then you lost. No, start again. Can't do it. Start again.
But
we
you
don't
call
start
him,
again.
You call him Hibbib.
Hibbo.
What do you call him?
Hibbo.
He tried
Hibbert.
To say a mid, and he said a mib as well. In that,
I said
straight
I said
after
Abbott.
That. I can't believe we cut that out. And now I've got written
you got another
down
one,
here,
have you?
Jars on Burns holidays. I don't know what it is.
What have you done?
Now, we've made some changes to our lineup. Our Bernie Vince has gone on holidays for 2 weeks. Where, we don't know. He just took off on Friday after not paying for his 7th round of froppies.
The only one that doesn't pay around here is you. And you know that for a fact.
I always shout.
And how many did I buy, G?
Plenty.
Plenty.
Yeah.
Plenty more than Jars.
Where did you go?
I
know where you went. You'd hide in the toilets until someone else go, well, I'll just get them. And all of a sudden, I'm still here.
No,
you did. You resurfaced a few times. Don't worry. I learnt off the best. Daddy's very good at that. And I watch him, and now I have to watch you as well.
Because you're a big dog.
I'll also have to count you, your shots when you're playing golf too, like him. Now, I'm just looking down the board, and we've got Jars's bit here.
That's
now,
it.
I've already given you a bit of feedback about Jars's bits.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's not just driving down to Foodland and getting a bit of bread or
finger buns.
Just going down
not
to get
at
a
all.
Steak.
Not
it's
at all.
It's actually entertaining.
This one's a serious.
Okay.
This one's serious.
Well, good.
Now, over the weekend, I grabbed a paintbrush and did some.
We've heard it.
I did.
This is old news.
No, it's not old
this
news.
This needs to get better just, real quick.
I'm setting the story up. Because I'm a little bit concerned what happened this morning when I got out of bed. Now, because I was doing the outdoor furniture.
I said real quick.
And I painted the decking with some decking oil and I had 2 days of it. Up and down, bending, twisting, turning,
sanding,
did the whole lot. And I did a terrific job. I'm very proud of my performance. Went to bed very tight in the lower back. Now, I was laying in bed with Maz this morning and as I tried to get my legs out of the bed.
Oh, dear.
And I got up, I nicked a hamstring on the right leg.
No, you haven't.
So I've nicked the hamstring in the right leg. And I started running too last week, chaps. As you know, Gregory, every second day I was partaking in
that
some running.
1.4 kilometres.
Started at 1.8 and went down to 1.4.
I've done a fair dinkum hammy.
Getting
the bed. Getting out of bed.
Now,
just talk to me. Is it because I went into bed stiff as a board? I didn't do my rub down. I didn't get massaged. I didn't use my massage masseur gun.
Well, from what my limited knowledge on the human body is if you're, I've always been told if you're actually carrying a few extra kegs, it does put strain on on your main muscles. Now, you have been talking about the reason why you did
get
started.
I've dropped 3 kilo from last week since I went on my mission.
But you put 6 on the week before.
So you've still got a fair call burn to go. Yeah, that's a fair call burn.
To get back to square.
And then, but I've nicked a hamstring getting out of bed this morning. How do you nick a hamstring getting out of bed?
Well, when you said you woke up tight, you are tight.
Yeah.
No matter how your body feels.
Good call. Good call. But I just bent down to pick up my dressing gown and then I've nicked it.
So you've just nicked the outside of you? Just a little 2 weeks.
It's just a little nick up the top, very high in the hamstring.
Have you rehabbed it?
No, not at all. No? I haven't got time to rehab.
What, you got some, get some little, get the bag of peas on?
What for?
I can give you my frozen piece that I used last week to just ice the...
Did you hear about him?
He's no longer a man.
They didn't cut him off.
Well, that's not what Catherine's been saying.
I heard there's some real concerns and it no longer works.
He wants to
undo the knot.
Well, at least I can do knots in.
You can't even tie your shoelace.
Yes, I get that's what exactly right.
Let's tidy this up.
What are we talking about?
Where are you going here? What's this got to do with a hamstring?
Who's next?
No, you, I don't know. It's a new piece,
isn't
it?
Is that the end of your story?
Oh, yeah, no, is that it? No, I just wanted to share with the boys. Mm. So there you go.
Well,
so the message is when you're going to partake in painting,
and stretch first.
Stretch first.
In what?
Partying.
In what?
Partake in painting.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to put my lolly.
Oh my God!
Stretch up and stretch down when you finish.
Oh, here's my message to you.
And what's that, young man?
Listen to my feedback. When I say this needs to be better, it needs to get better quicker.
What's that?
Listen, because that got worse.
My message to you, Jars, is if you don't use it, you lose it.
What are we talking about now? You're dead again.
The outdoor furniture.
Well, boys, I've obviously been on holidays for a few weeks, and I didn't really miss any of you. But one thing I did miss was the voicemail, and it's Monday afternoon.
Yes, it is.
I can't wait. This is the time of the week I really look forward to. Yep. I want to hear from Mika from the Stansbury pub just to see what's going on. Yes. I want to see what Biggles has been up to, which you shouldn't be talking about on radio. It'll involve oil, sunscreen, candle wax.
Yes.
I'm no doubt.
Tied up.
Gee, let's get to it.
No, we don't have the voicemail.
You what?
There's no voicemail.
That's the only reason I wanted to come back today.
We do, Ben.
You're joking.
We do have something here. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's not the voicemail.
This is wannabe good. Benny, why are you making decisions without me?
You blokes were in a meeting the other day, and it was recorded. And
That wasn't that meeting me and you had, Jazz, with that other station.
No.
Let's have a listen.
Oh, whoops.
Ladies, gents, how are you?
Yeah. Hello, Matthew.
Michael.
Yeah.
KG, you haven't worked here for about 4 years, mate.
Yes, correct. Wait, yes.
All right, moving on. Jazz, you've put in a complaint about Greg Blewett's teeth whitening that it puts you off during talk breaks.
That's fine.
All right, look, guys.
Wow.
Bird, what have you got on this?
Nah, I haven't really, to be honest, thought about it too much.
Oh, have a big weekend there, mate.
Got absolutely poleaxed.
Probably had, I'd say a minimum of 5. No!
Look, can we just focus on the bloody meeting, please?
You cock a hoop.
Anyway, look, Bird, are you too hungover to do the show today?
Nah, I haven't really, to be honest, thought about it too much.
Did we back him in? And he said yes. He said, was it good?
Yeah, you said he looked like a shell of a man when he walked off.
When he walked, and you said,
what are you
I
meant
agree.
To do? You meant to look, walk off.
I called the 1952 grand final pissed ace.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
All right, that's good. That's a bit of gold there.
Can you top that? Put your plums out.
No, thanks, Jars. It looks like two apples in a hessian sack when you do it. Well, this is Scottish for you.
What other nationalities have huge ones?
Bloody hell, I've called 482 games at the Adelaide Oval of this. This is a disgrace, this meeting. I'm bloody out of here.
What?
Wow. Should he have his mask on?
Yep.
If there's any risk, put one on.
Look, I couldn't agree more, Bird. You must be very hygienic.
Nah, I haven't really...
Look, it just means that Gator won't be here for the Zoom call with the head of the network. I think what we... Oh, shit. Here he is now.
Fucking thing on. Boys, Fitzy. Frankie, cricket coming up this season. $10,000 vault on Bricky.
Fitzy, did you want us to... he's gone. Well, that looks like about it. Any questions from anyone? Burn?
Nah, I haven't really thought about it too much.
I didn't want to be there.
Were you drinking during that meeting?
I had a fair few before and during and after.
Oh.
How did KG get in the meeting?
Right.
Oh, I like it.
I said one thing. If any doubt, yeah. Put one on.
Do you say anything in a meeting?
Try not to.
Oh, didn't you perk up when Fitzy came on? Yeah. Hey, Fitzy. Hi, Fitzy.
Cricket contract.
Hello, mate.
Cricket contract.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
And finally, it's back.
Is Can't it? Wait, mate. I've missed this segment for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you weren't a fan of Who Am I, were you?
What's this Who Am I stuff? What's that crap?
Well, Emma G.
Oh, no.
Our producer, Ben, and G Blewett.
Who I dominated as well. Yeah.
That's why Jars didn't like it. Because Bluey was winning.
It was
winning.
A nothing segment. But he listened to the people out in the streets of Adelaide. They thought, Burns fun facts, they got educated. Who am I?
Well, if he's not here, then he can't do it.
It's
pretty simple.
You can do it.
No, what? Burns
Come
facts?
Come up with some facts.
No.
But it's your segment.
I'm not doing it.
It's what? You're not doing it. Giles has been waiting for this moment.
So what are you going to do? Something different.
What are you? Oh, what?
You're not going to do one. Called Dumb or Dumber.
Dumb or Dumber? Yeah. Is this a new segment?
It's a new segment.
But what's happened to the fun facts?
Well, it can get stuff. All of you. For today, anyway. Well, I didn't have time to do it.
Yeah, true.
Because I was in...
Transit.
Jeez, that's the word I was thinking of.
What about you three?
I wasn't going to come up with that.
You know, you whacked this segment for the 2 weeks,
yeah,
all three.
What about you, Bluey? Aren't you tougher when I'm not here? You become the alpha male.
You're sitting there with a cap on backwards and you're barking instructions,
eh? Cool.
And as for you, old pasty boy, you hate Burns facts because you reckon it goes on too long and you sit there on your phone.
Well, you know what?
Checking your messages.
It's been going 10 minutes and I haven't started Dumb or Dumber yet. Now, I want to find out who's dumb and who's dumber out of you two.
Oh, dear.
This is Call Your Name Out When You Know the Answer.
Oh, here we go.
One point for an answer.
We got an intro for it?
No, we haven't, but I've just thought of it just then. And it's going to be related to my trip away in Perth. So just call your name out. Bluey, we get a buzzer test.
Bluey.
Jars?
Yeah, Andrew.
What, you're going to start with yeah, Andrew, are you?
Or Andrew.
Okay. No, yours is yeah now, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, because that's what you started with. True or false? Perth is the most isolated city in the world.
Yeah. Yes, it is, correct.
Yes, it is. Over 2,000 kilometres from the...
How did he answer it?
He said yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's his buzzer.
Yeah, but I said yeah and yeah.
Yeah, you said yeah and then Andrew.
Yeah.
1 point to Jazz.
Thank you.
You are sitting in the dumber seat at the moment, Blue. Second question. Name the WA Premier.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mark McGowan.
Oh, he's off to a flyer.
Come on, Blue.
Why is he allowed to say yeah?
Because that's his buzzer.
Because he started, I said, what's your buzzer? He said, Andrew.
Listen up. All right.
Didn't you listen to them? What's higher on a map, Perth or Sydney?
Bluey. Perth.
Yes, it is. Well done. 2-1. Is there a town called Margaret River or is
Bluey.
That just a region?
No. It's a region.
Incorrect.
Oh. What?
It's a town called Margaret River.
It's a town. Yeah, it's a town.
Just 3-1. No, we're still going.
He gets it when you don't
get it.
Yeah, oh. It's like the Furious Five.
It's minus like one. Saying, it's actually minus one. So it's 3-0.
Oh, I like this
it's
new
like
segment.
Barossa Valley's
dumber.
The city, is it?
SA.
Yeah.
Are the Crow-Eaters. What a WA.
Bluey.
Yeah.
Bluey.
Sand Gropers.
Yes, but geez, you took a bit of time.
You took a bit of time, yeah.
Bang! 3-1.
Is this it?
No.
3-2. It's 3-2.
3-2.
Come on.
This is to get Bluey back in and you're both dumb.
Yeah.
Not dumb. Oh, he's falling off his chair.
Here we go.
I'm excited.
Name the animal on the WA emblem.
Yeah.
I think it was
Swan.
Swan, Jazz! You're dumb! Bluey's dumb!
Yeah. Rewind. No. I said Bluey first.
That is Jazz.
Good to have Jazz back.
Well, you're dumb.
You're
and
dumb.
Bluey, you're dumber.
See you tomorrow.
Freaking Margaret River.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a town too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I'm smart.
No, you're not. You're dumb. He's just dumber.